Hey, it's me, the TONYT, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Metroid was one of my favorite games for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Metroid 2 Return of Samus was, in my opinion, one of the best and most advanced games for the original Game Boy. Super Metroid was a phenomenal achievement on the SNES, and Metroid Fusion was legendary on the GBA. But a standout in the series was Metroid Prime for the GameCube. Shifting from a two-dimensional perspective to a first-person shooter really should not have worked as well as it did, but they really nailed the feeling of exploring alien worlds, fighting through waves of space pirates, and seeing through the lens of a Variasuit the world from Samus Aran's perspective. After a couple of sequels, the franchise went cold, however, and we're not even going to dignify the terrible Metroid Other M that came out for the Wii. But we were given a reason to hope again when, on Tuesday, June 13, 2017, Nintendo announced Metroid Prime 4. Wow. What a game. I'm sure you all remember jumping back into the character of Samus Aran and fighting through swarms of... What? You don't remember it? You never played it? Well, of course you didn't, because it still hasn't come out. As of the recording of this Devo, it has been 1,392 days since that game was announced, and still nothing. No trailer, no box art, nothing. In fact, it has, as of this recording, been 800 days since Nintendo even said a word about it. Should we be worried that this game may never see the light of day? I mean, what's going on over there? Is this even happening? And even worse, if it is, what if it turns out that it's another Other M that wasn't even worth the wait? Well, if I can swerve from the Nintendo talk for a second, that might be what we feel like sometimes when it comes to the promises of God. You know, we're just coming out of Easter week, a week that's all about fulfilling promises. In Christ, we see the promised Messiah. We see countless prophecies coming to pass in the life and ministry of Jesus as promised. He became our substitutionary atonement when he gave his life on the cross, and then, as he said he would, he rose again from the grave. But Jesus wasn't done writing checks just yet. After spending 40 days with his disciples post-resurrection, Jesus ascended into the sky, as angels proclaimed in Acts 1:11, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go." After these thousands of years, though, he has not, in fact, returned. So what's up? I mean, should we have the same doubts and concerns with Jesus' promise that we do with Metroid Prime 4? Of course not. 2 Peter chapter 3 encourages us to remember that with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Jesus didn't fail to deliver on the promise of his coming, on the wonderful and inexplicable things he did during his earthly ministry, or of his own death, burial, and resurrection. So if my man says he's coming back, I am inclined to believe him. And that gives me hope. Which is more than I can say for you, Nintendo. Get on the ball. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.